Why do old women wake so early? Is it to have one longer day? I don't know, the girl said. All I know is that young girls sleep late and hard. I can remember it, the old woman said. I'll wake you in time.
We walked the mountains all day, but didn't find anything of interest. Red, copper, saturated earth, buckthorn bushes. In the distance, hillsides, like green, sleepy lizards. On our way down, as the first red-tinted haze blew in from the sea, leaving salty grains of sand in hair and on wet skin, that's when we found it. The dry branch of a palm tree, long, sword-shaped leaves, entwined from dryness, making blonde curls with sharp edges, cutting my fingers.
Since some time back, I walk around with another being, double my size.
Because a palm tree is, in its intrinsic being, an uncountable number of things in one.
When you were a child, you always thought you shimmered a bit more than the others, as if you walked around with a disco ball hovering above your head all the time.
It's a strangely shaped plant, resembling a comet, a native's wig, or the scalp of a mutilated monster. We carry it down to the beach, where I play around with it, and you take photos, patiently, in love beyond words. I imagine the palm to be a token for that, our love, as if we made a sensation. Tangible.
She was asleep in a short time and dreamed that she'd got a job to attend a funeral for an old man or a boy. All you have to do is go there and see that everything is in order, they told her. Go home and change your clothing to something proper and black. She felt honoured by the commission. It felt like an admittance of her ability to move skillfully and smooth like a chameleon in all kinds of surroundings. Up and down the social scale, and she was proud that the others had seen this quality of hers.
She no longer photographed children, nor dogs, nor weddings, nor great turbulence in the change of weather, nor seasons, nor people close to her, or strangers, or even her husband. She only photographed palm trees now, and lions on the beach. They played like young cats in the dusk, and she saw that just like the lions are multifaceted in their feline nature, a palm tree is, in its intrinsic being, an uncountable number of things in one.
Since some time back, I walk around with another being, double my size. It's my love for you.
She had no mysticism about palm trees, although she had photographed them for years. She was sorry for them all. Even the great old trunks, taller than houses and almost as heavy. Most people are heartless about palm trees because they don't know that the nervous system of a palm lives on for hours after it's been cut down. But the old woman thought, I have such a nervous system too, and my hands and eyes are like their leaves, always longing for sunlight, and my feet are like their jagged, brute-like stems, weighing down the ground.
It happened at times that she looked upon herself as a character sprung from all the romances she'd ever consumed.